Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Hey, Colby Calais.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
We've got to check in with a listener here, but do you want to hang out for a couple of seconds and do it with us?
For sure.
Here's what's going on. We, you know how like some women in their head, they have this sort of deadline of when they have to be married, when they have to have children, the have to-have-to-have-to's, right?
Yeah.
So we found two women going into the weekend that were going to find their men this weekend. Didn't even know them, but they were going to go to bars, going to go to clubs, somehow,
like the
somewhere.
Deadline, they had to find them this weekend.
This was it.
Wow.
They were husband hunting. So we have to check in with them and find out how it went.
Okay.
And we're all hoping it didn't go so great.
Well, one was actually going to help her friend find a husband this weekend. So, and I'm like, that never works either.
You can't plan it. It has to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And guys can sniff out that kind of desperation, I think, also.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Even if it's your wing woman that's the one that's doing the hunting for you, guys can smell that.
You can tell the difference in the room between the songwriters and the radio guys. God, I hope it fell miserably. That'd be great. And she's like, it just has to happen.
Good morning, Liz. You're back. How are you?
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Good morning. We had an interesting weekend, Operation Find a Husband.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got another girl involved, another married lady.
Okay, so where does this night start? Does this start on Friday night, or is this Saturday night we're talking about?
Friday we sat her down, and then Saturday we started to take her. She's kind of agreed, basically, that she'll go. She agrees she's doing all the wrong things, and she agrees she's in the wrong places. And what we're going to just try and do is sit her in the right spot. We're not going to, like, say you have to meet Mark or Joe or Bill or whatever. But we're going to put her in the right spot and sort of let her trot her way through. So, you know, like a horse to water, you can't make him drink. But we're going to put her in the right spot and just put her life in our hands until New Year's. And we're going to get her a marriage-minded man by the time the end of the year.
Okay, so you don't have this guy in... You don't know who he is yet. You just know that
No. We're not going to pick the man. We're just going to make sure there's a plethora of them.
So, yeah, what she's saying is she's going to force the situation to happen. So
I'm going to force her to be in a situation where there are more responsible, decent, kind men. No more bar hopping. She could go to a bar, but a nice upscale restaurant. She needs to go to wine tasting. We're going to the museum. We went to my husband's friend's party this weekend, whatever, and we met some nice people. And she's kind of learning that she has to put herself in a situation that is a little more sophisticated or intelligent, not just a meat market.
Because sophisticated men aren't players.
It seems strange to me that you're so invested in this. Like, why is this so important for you to hook up your friend?
Well, she's been crying on my shoulder, and I'm happy. My husband's a great guy, and he knows great guys, and she's a great girl, and if that's what she wants, she needs to have it happen.
And she's bored. This is a fun game for her.
Yeah, how long have you been married?
And the whole
concept seems
so romantic.
Well, it feels like a cool way for her to be able to be back out in clubs again or bars or at least hanging out at places where they're going to be young
singles. Upscale, not
upscale,
bars.
Where she wants to be hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, well, you know, my husband, he's a good guy, and he lets me hang out with the girls. And my other girlfriend, she's into it, too. She's married, too, and we're both onto it. We set it out. We're like, we're going to concerts. We're going to go to wine tastings. We're going to go to, you know, poetry. We're not going to go running around to, you know, I mean, I love the good old pool game, whatever. But, you know, if she really wants someone who's serious, who wants to really take her seriously, we got to get her in the right situation. And after that, it's up to her.
Have you talked to your single friend about this idea of yours? Does she want to get married?
She put her hands in our. She put herself in our hands.
She openly volunteered for that.
Well, we kind of surrounded her, and then she said she agreed.
Okay. So, Colby, a whole bunch of your friends come to you tomorrow, and they're like, "Colby, we could tell how disappointed you are that you're not married." And first of all, you're like, "I'm fine," and they're like, "No, you're not. We could see it. You wear it on your sleeve every day."
Yeah.
And you're like, "No, really, I'm fine." And
no, she's been crying and whining, and frankly, I'm tired of it because she's a great, great woman, and if that's what she wants, then that's what she should get.
Yeah, well, Colby here's been writing songs about how upset she is for years now. You need to find a man.
Me? I have one, but, you know, I think it's great, the places that you're going to be taking her to, because at least she'll have something in common with those men.
Yes, that's what we're trying to do. And this is a great city, so, you know, there's plenty of stuff going on. And there's holidays coming up, and there's going to be all kinds of great holiday parties and events going on. And then maybe she'll find some nice guy, and it'll be right around Christmas, and we'll get...
Just don't put too much pressure on her, because that could make the situation awkward.
No, she put her hand, she put her life in our hands. She said, "You girl, let's just go."
And that could also make things awkward.
I'm just saying, don't put a deadline on it, because then you'll be disappointed if it doesn't happen.
She wants by the end of the year, she wants to be able to have a marriage-minded man.
Yeah, I think there's too much pressure already. She's got the deadline.
I think you need to tell her no deadline, and then it will just happen. It'll happen more naturally that way.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
That's not what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, right. She's like, this is like her pet project right now. Like, she wants to have this mission. And
not
this
even
thing.
Colby Calais could talk me out of this one.
All right, Liz, we'll talk to you over the next couple of weeks and find out how this whole thing pans out, okay?
Oh, I'm on it. I'm all over it.
I think
it's going to be fine. Yes.
All right, hold on, okay?
She has a bit of a crazy laugh.
Well, it's a little overly aggressive, too. You got to wonder, like, why is she so into doing it?
Well, I think she's tired of hearing her friend cry on her shoulder. That's it. She's got the friend who's always complaining about being single. Mm-hmm. So she's trying to do something about it, I think.
Getting proactive.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back here, Colby Calais is in studio. She's at Variety Playhouse tonight. So we're going to hang out with her a couple of minutes. How are you holding up?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Are you tired?
Yeah, of course.
It sucks getting up this early, doesn't it?
It really does. I don't know how you do it.
Well, we're not doing it very well today.
No, not today. Well, we're all in it together.
Oh, we got to do the thing with Colby in here and find out how many hours of sleep the whole show got.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's... Did you go to the Falcons game last night?
I did. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
So you're the same as everybody else?
Yeah. Oh, you guys were all there.
Yes, These two were.
Oh, there.
They didn't wrap it up till about 1 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, exactly.
So the whole show is probably on a scale of 1 to 10. We're at about a 4 today. Yeah. So you picked a great week to come in.
We're a little tired.
Colby Calais next.
Here, Bird Show.